Pregnancy is a natural process, so if it's not happening or if it's not sticking, something is missing. After having a family member go through infertility and experiencing a miscarriage myself, I realized how little support and education women have around infertility. I want to change that. I'm Dr. Jane Levesque. I'm a naturopathic doctor and a natural fertility expert. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. for insightful case studies, expert interviews, and practical tips on how you can optimize fertility naturally. If you've been struggling with infertility, pregnancy loss, women's health issues, or you just want to be proactive and prepare yourself for the next big chapter in your life, this show is for you. All right, you guys, today I want to talk to you about heavy metals. I have been seeing a lot of heavy metals pop up, and it's a very difficult thing to address and to treat. And there's a lot of questions around it. Do we all have it? How is it impacting infertility? How is it impacting the future generation? How do we detox it? Well, how long does it take? I hope to give you a glimpse into how what I've been seeing and how I approach treatment. I think this is probably one of the hardest decisions that I have to make as a clinician when a person is sitting in front of me, is do we go down the rabbit hole of treating heavy metals? Because it is not something that you can detox in 3 months or 6 months or maybe even 9 months. This is something that can take 12 months to 18 months if you're full in doing intense and, you know, highly supervised. But the older you are and the higher the toxic load, if you will, this is something that if the metal is in your bone, it can literally take years for the body to completely get rid of the metal. So I'll kind of give you my perspective of there's what we would do for optimizing health, and then there's what we would do for fertility to make sure that we don't lose our chance of having, you know, our dream family, but we also don't pass down this really heavy toxic burden and essentially put our children at risk of developing certain diseases that are associated with heavy metals. So let's first kind of start out by how do I know if I have heavy metals? To be honest, I think that we all have a certain amount of heavy metals. Do we all have a very high toxic load that needs to be chelated, that needs to be detoxed? No. And, you know, can our body do this naturally and just get rid of metals naturally as we're exposed to them? Absolutely. And so in terms of like, how do I know, there's certain symptoms that I look for, but you know me, I'm a clinician, I'm going to test, because the testing is not only allow me to see what you have as a heavy metal toxic load, but what agent is working the best at getting that heavy metal out. Because heavy metals hide. The body is really smart. It doesn't want that heavy metal to be floating around in the system because it is a damaging chemical. It's a damaging toxin. And so the body tries to shuttle it in different places. And whether that's your nervous system or your bone or your fat tissue, your joints, the body is really smart. So it's trying to get it out of the way. And it's just trying to push it, you know, in every way direction. And it is trying to get it out on a regular basis, whether that's through urine, through sweat, or through feces, the body is, or the hair or the nails, like, you know, there's tests to do those and see it. The body is trying to get those things out. So in terms of like signs and symptoms that I see, the most common things, I mean, parasites, if you have parasites, it's very likely that you have some sort of heavy metal toxic load, just because parasites soak up the heavy metal, which is great. But as you remove the parasite and you don't remove the heavy metal, the parasites tend to come back. And this is where parasites are not the root cause of any of your issues. It is usually a big component, or not a big component for everybody, but it is a component. But parasites are like at the top when it comes to pathogens in terms of the size and what they're holding on to. So they hold on to mold and they hold on to other bacterial infections and the viral infections and heavy metals. So as you remove the parasites, but you don't treat anything else, you tend to come back to the parasites. So I'm glad that everybody on social media is now talking about parasite cleansing. First of all, it's not enough to do a 7-day parasite cleanse and say like, okay, I bet I've cleansed parasites. Not how it works. The complexity of cases for most people is, and I wouldn't even say for most people, it's for everybody. Like I don't know if this is just me, but when I meet people, it's more of their perception of how much work do they want to do as opposed to what they can do and the level of health they can achieve, right? If we've been always sick, We just think that, like, if I'm not sick, then I'm good. And that's your bar. And that's totally fine. And I'll help my patients with that. But I think most of us have such a low bar for health now, because if you go to the airport and you look around and you're, not 50 pounds overweight and you don't have huge bags under your eyes, then you're like, I'm doing pretty good. And so you're comparing yourself to something that's now a much lower standard of health than it used to be. And I'm sure you've seen those pictures on the internet where it's like, hey, the beach in the 1970s and the beach now, that's a real thing. And people who weren't born in the 1970s, or even like myself, or born in the 2000s, they don't even know what that looks like. So now their image of health is like, oh, that's totally normal. My dad has always been overweight. My mom has been overweight, or my mom was always sick, or dad, whatever. So we kind of need to understand who is it that we're comparing ourselves to and set a bit of a higher standard. Apologize, that's a little bit of a side of a sidestep. But essentially, there's so much more complexity to every case than people see. It's not ever just parasites. So if you're just treating parasites, you're literally missing 90% of the equation. You have to treat parasites, but then you have to understand why those parasites are there in the first place. And usually there is yeast and mold and fungus that will come with that. There's usually bacterial infections, viral infections, and then there's heavy metals. And so my job as a practitioner is to figure out what is driving the inflammation in this person's body. So if you have any amount of inflammation in the body, maybe you don't know if you have parasites or not, but you have acne, you have endometriosis or adenomyosis or PCOS or ADHD. I just have one of my couples, he has ADD, and it's like, okay, well, let's just put him on Adderall. It's like, well, how about we figure out why his brain is inflamed? And as soon as I say that, she's like, that's what that means. Yes, when you can't focus, when you can't remember anything, when you are agitated, and when you look at kids who can't focus and are agitated and angry and whatever, that's inflammation of the brain. That's what it is. The brain is inflamed and it doesn't have the nutrients that it needs to function properly. So it doesn't. And so you can give somebody Adderall, or you can figure out the root cause of that inflammation. And so, like I said, my job as a practitioner is to figure out where is that inflammation coming from. So I'm going to test, because it could be an infection, like it is a parasitic infection, but usually there's something underneath there. And it could be a really high toxic load, and it could be glyphosate or atrazine or BPAs. Let's face it, all of us have microplastic in our bodies in some way, shape, or form. If you're not detoxing properly, you just have it a lot higher. And then there's the heavy metal question, and that's where I just test. So for those of you who have done some heavy metal testing, and then of course I think in the fertility space, the question is, do I go down the rabbit hole of chelating or not? And again, my job as a practitioner is to just lay everything out and look at certain things and go, this doesn't seem right. I don't feel comfortable with this. If you have really high levels of lead or high levels of mercury or cadmium or whatever, I don't feel comfortable just letting you do a 3 month or 6 month detox and say, let's move forward and let's, there's going to be no issues in the pregnancy and there's going to be no issues for that baby. Because again, my goal is to help you have a healthy child, not just to get pregnant and then get to the live birth and okay, I'm fine. Again, the pregnancy is just the beginning, but so is just giving the birth to the baby is just the beginning. There's so much more to growing a child and growing a human and doing it well, I don't think people underestimate it, but I just don't think they realize how hard it really is, especially when you have a sick child. It's so hard when the baby doesn't sleep and when they're sick all the time. You're so worried. And my hope is that we can prevent a lot of those issues, because I mean, I know we can. It's just, did we do the workup ahead of time? And what did we need to learn about this case to help set this couple up for success, essentially, and help you set yourself up for success. So for the testing, I am going to look at gut. I am going to look at the environmental toxic panel, at the nutrients, at the methylation panel. It's just your standard blood work, if you will. I will look at hormones. And then when it comes to heavy metals, essentially there is two routes that I tend to go. If I suspect that, you know what, you've done a lot of cleansing already and these parasites keep popping up, we need to truly test this heavy metals and understand is this a big problem for you? And then essentially make a decision from there if we need to go down the route of chelating it. And so the way that I test it, so the hair analysis is not accurate, and it is not, there's not enough research to back it up, especially in older individuals. You don't know the growth rate and what the body's trying to get out. I know a lot of people are trained in it. This is something that I've learned from Dr. Leah Hetchman. I trust her, and I think I've done very little testing, but it's just not enough to see what the body is excreting, and it's too long. Like, I can't just keep testing. If I do a chelation and 3 months later I test, I don't even know if that hair has been replaced yet and what else is being pushed out and when. So it's just not, there's not enough research behind it. So I'm sorry if that steps on anybody's toes, but it's just like not what I use. It's not what accepted in the, the chelating world, if you will. So I do test blood for heavy metals because blood is going to tell us if there's something that's circulating right now. I've had people who are eating a lot of fish have really high levels of mercury, or I don't want to say like high levels of rice that they're eating and have arsenic, but if they are exposed to something, whether it's their jewelry that they have or something that is in the air because they live in the industrial area or something that they're eating, I'm going to be able to see that on the blood work. And I want to assess that because I don't want any current exposure. So one of the reasons I don't recommend fish oils anymore, and I don't recommend eating a lot of fish, is because I don't think fish is, or eating very small fish. Like if you're eating some mackerel and sardines and you're eating that a couple of times a month, that's different than I used to recommend to eat it 3 or 4 times a week, So we have to change our recommendations based on what's happening in the world. And that's one of the changes that I have made. So I want to see what is in the blood, what you're being exposed to. And then I'm going to do two types of testing, which is provoked and unprovoked. So unprovoked is I want to see what your body is excreting, quote unquote, naturally. And even my unprovoked tests, I will do some glutathione, and I will do, if they're already on the NAC or the glutathione, I'll just kind of pick one. If I'm, some couples I've already started working with, so they're on like the 3rd month of detox, I'll just keep them on all the detox supplements and then test the unprovoked sample, because essentially I want to see if the natural compounds that we're using are actually helping us get rid of the metals more efficiently than the provoking agent. And so then you're using a provoking agent, whether it's DMSA or EDTA. Those are kind of the two com most common ones. I don't tend to provoke with EDTA unless I'm like very certain that it's lead. But most of the time, if I choose DMSA, the prescription needs to be written out depending on where you are. So like in Alberta, I can write the prescription and I have for my patients, whereas otherwise I help my patients figure it out through their PCP or their GPs or functional doctors. A lot of people are really open to it. And for my patients, I just write letters and I say, hey, like we want to test this. Are you open to doing this prescription for us so we can test it? And I suspect that this is something that has been preventing them from getting pregnant and they've done X, Y, and Z. So, you're just building those relationships. But essentially, the provoked is you're taking a chemical compound that it has the affinity for certain metals, and like DMSA is just going to be your most common one. It is prescribed based on body weight. You test the unprovoked, and the unprovoked is really provoked, but with natural substances. And then the provoked is with a chelating agent, and it is a urine sample. So you take the first morning urine sample that's unprovoked, aka it's provoked with some supplements. And then you take the chelating, whether it's DMSA or EDTA, let's use DMSA for this example. And then you're going to collect your urine for the next 6 hours, and then you'll ship a small sample. And now you have provoked and unprovoked. And so then what I'm looking for as a clinician is, number one, how much is the body pushing out just on its own with a little bit of support from certain supplements? And then how much is body pushing out when we tell it to push out? And what I am looking for is what is the metal that gets pushed out, and what is the effectiveness of the agent that we use to help that metal get pushed out. And I've seen a couple of different scenarios now that I've started doing this with couples where unprovoked sample is actually showing more metals than the provoked. In that case, I know what we are doing naturally is actually working much better, and the metal levels are not that heavy. Like they're just not that high. And that's great because then we're not worried about it really impacting like the methylation and passing it down to our future baby. And we're not worried about those numbers because it's, yeah, the body's pushing it out and it's a little bit on the red in the test, but it's still very manageable and the body's doing a good job. And so essentially we just keep doing what we're doing. We retest again in 4, 5, or 6 months, depending on when this couple is looking to conceive. And we see what those metal levels are doing. And you can see them go up or down, and you're using the same provocation. So if I used glutathione last time, I'm just going to use the same dose of glutathione, and I want to see how much is still left and being pushed out. The other thing that I've seen is unprovoked doesn't look that impressive. There's maybe a few that are a bit off, and then you do the provocation agent and it just lights up like a Christmas tree. And depending on what it's lighting up with, whether it's mercury or lead or cadmium, you are then choosing the appropriate agent to help the body chelate it. And the question is always, okay, I have this guy that I'm working with and he has lead that popped up with DMSA, which is not very common, but essentially he's starting chelation at a naturopathic clinic with EDTA. And we're going to just test it one more time because I want to see what is popping up when we are actually using the right provocation agent. So the DMSA is going to be your most general one because I have no idea what's going to pop up. But then once we see that test, you can, then you can make the clinical decision in terms of what needs to be done next. So he had lead pop up. He's going in to do some chelation. And basically, right after he does his first chelation, I'm like, hey, do you mind if we test it one more time? Because I'm curious to see how much lead is actually going to come out. Because that first time, it was high, but it wasn't alarming. Do you know what? If like the regular is one and he showed up at four, so it's like it's four times the amount, but I've seen people pop up 20 times the amount. So when it's 20 times the amount, I'm very concerned. That's not something I feel comfortable with people getting pregnant because it is a huge burden on the next generation if you're even going to be able to get pregnant. And we do see a lot of neurological issues in babies. And a lot of these neurological issues with babies, some of them are provoked by vaccines because vaccines are full of heavy metals, but some of them are not. And that is usually because the heavy metal load is already really there and the inflammation has already been there. And there's things that I just don't feel comfortable with as a clinician because I know how it plays out. And so my job is just to educate you guys so then you can make the best decision and there's no quote unquote surprises. So depending on those levels, when they show up, I can make a decision. I can help my couple make a decision and say, this is okay. Let's work on this. This is probably like a 6 month thing. And there's probably more, but we're not going to go super deep down that rabbit hole because it's not about perfection. It's just about having it in a contained manner where there's more of your cells, more of, the calcium and the magnesium and the boron and all these beautiful minerals making up your bones versus the heavy metal and the toxins. And the same with the rest of your body. If you are inflamed, your cells don't have what they need. And a bunch of it is because they're replaced with pathogens and it's not actually human cells. So the more human you become, yes, you'll still have bacteria, but there's good bacteria and bad. And the more human you become, literally the better you feel. You feel more certain, you feel more connected, you feel things more and you're welcome to feeling those things more versus having negative thoughts and being pessimistic and feeling, just poorly. So that's a transformation that I love seeing because I literally see people change in how they treat themselves and who they are because they're replacing their cells. And that's really, really powerful. So as we make a decision in terms of, okay, it's four times versus 20 times. Am I comfortable with this? Am I not? How long is it going to take to detox? And this is a question that I don't think anybody really has an answer to because once you go down this rabbit hole, it's like a Pandora box. You don't know how much is going to come out. You just don't know. You don't know if this heavy toxic load has been in your system for so long and your poor body is just waiting to get it out. And once you start chelating, and whether it's using an IV or just oral or suppositories, again, that will depend on the metal. And obviously, you're doing all of this with a practitioner. all of this needs to be done with the right practitioner. I've had people, you know, this couple that I'm helping find a clinic, I'm calling them and I'm saying, hey, can you take this couple on? I'm overseeing them, but I just need you to do the chelation. Can you make sure you do a good job? But like, you don't need to do anything else, basically. Because, you know, they'll say, oh, you need 20 to 30 every 3 to 4 weeks. You need to be here. And it's like, my patient doesn't. Somebody else might, but my patient doesn't because I know them from X, Y, and Z. So I don't think that there is a direct timeline because everybody's different. And I think the mental, emotional, kind of spiritual, psychological component of you being ready to release this heavy metal and to go through the growth that was necessary for you to release it and to rebuild yourself is what will help you do it faster. And what I mean by that is if you don't change your environment and you stay in the exact same environment, but you get rid of these, you might never be able to get rid of these heavy metals. And for this guy that I'm using as an example, like he's literally looking for other jobs because he's realized that, like, oh, this is a really toxic environment and they're all nice to me, but I'm never going to grow here. And this is not my dream life. And this is not what I want to do. And I can't support my wife on this income or in this position. And I don't even really get weekends because my. So all of a sudden, he's starting to think and build himself in a different way. And we've just started this chelation process. That's how I know he's truly changing and he's rebuilding himself. And then I'm just going to test. So you can test. It depends on obviously finances and what you're comfortable with as well. I know it can get exhausting to do testing, but I'll test right after. We've already done the unprovoked and provoked. We'll do one more provoked right after he does his EDTA chelation because I want to see how much the agent pushes out and if it's effective for him because it might be the DMSA. Like if the DMSA pushes out more than EDTA, for whatever reason, for this guy, DMSA works better than EDTA. It shouldn't, but the testing shows us how the body is responding to what. So I'm going to do that. And then essentially, I'll make the decision of when we're doing the next test. And it could probably be 3 months, usually around after two chelations or two pushes. And like I said, DMSA is done better orally or even as a suppository is handled a lot better versus EDTA is done better through the IV. It's more effective. So we're just going to wait and see. And it's step by step. And you're just, I'm working along with them and, you know, showing them the way. And figuring it out how the metal is expressing itself. And for him, it was a lot of brain function, a lot of inflammation, a lot of difficulty thinking and articulating himself, which has improved tremendously. And then as soon as I gave him DMSA, it like, bloop, he went back. You could tell that his brain was inflamed again. And then 3 weeks later, he felt amazing. He felt a new level. So every time we chelate, the person will regress. Because we're pushing that metal out. And then we want to support, you know, that detox and that drainage. So then they can rebuild themselves, right? And so many minerals, they need so many minerals. So one thing I forgot that I always do test is the nutrient panel with it. Not every time, but at the beginning, I want to understand what the nutrient panel is. And usually about 6 months in, you want to understand what the nutrients are doing. Because you're going to deplete a lot with a chelator. The chelator doesn't just get the bad metals out, it gets all the good minerals and it takes a lot of vitamins to and antioxidants to just get these really heavy metal toxins out. So then we need to make sure we're pouring it back in. And with fertility in mind, here is, you know, the ethical decisions that I have to make. It's 4 times versus 20 times. 20 times I'm not comfortable with, 4 times. Let's do 6 months, let's retest, and then let's see where it's at. And then it's, I will never, the clinics that are like, you need to do 3 years of chelation, you need to do 30 or 40, and they're not tracking your nutrients because they're just trying to get the metal out. They don't really care about your energy or your hormones, and they'll just say, oh, those hormones are going to be out of whack for a while. We can't do that in the fertility space. Because if you drain the body, and I've had people come to me who've done a lot of chelation and like they're so drained, like she has nothing left, that's going to take a year to just build back up. You know, it's, we cannot be, I don't want to say reckless is not the right word. Like I get why the chelation people are doing it because they're just see the metal and they want to get it out.
But from a fertility perspective, when the timeline is so important, we want to be testing on a regular basis and then supporting those nutrients in the mitochondria the whole time. So the hormones will decrease, but they're never going to tank. If they're tanking, the body is not managing. And then you're going to have to add that time at the back of it to try to catch up. And like I said, for some people, that's not really an option, you know, and for some people, they have to go down this route, even if it doesn't feel like it's an option, because the body won't do what we want it to do until this metal is out. So I know like a lot of you guys are hoping for like specific answers, but I hope this kind of give you an idea of what I do to really test the heavy metal, to understand what I'm dealing with, and then how I choose the chelating agent, because it's just, there is no black and white. I'm looking at this person sitting in front of me, and I'm also then looking at their environment and their relationship and then their capacity and everything, you know, so then I can help them walk through this journey, keeping in mind that the goal is to have a baby and to carry a baby and to have a healthy baby at that, as opposed to let's just get this metal out and everything will improve. Because I've definitely seen people chelate and get the heavy metal out, but not improve because they're so depleted and they needed another year to replenish, which obviously I avoid in my space as much as possible, because if you've already been struggling for, you know, 3, 4, 7 years, we don't have that kind of time. So there isn't a one size fits all. If you're some red flags when you're looking for a practitioner, if they just do provoked, unprovoked, okay, now you're going to do this and you're going to do this for 30, that's not enough testing, in my opinion. You need to look at gut function. You need to look at nutrient panels. You need to look at methylation, because that is your ability to detox and break down these chemicals and get them out of the system efficiently without damaging. If they're not testing throughout, it's not enough. It's a lot of the times they're trying to save you the trouble, whether it's the financial, or they don't want to overwhelm you. I just don't find it's worth it. You know, with this one patient, I'm like, hey, do you mind just like pee in a container again for 6 hours? But now I can see if he needs to go for another chelation with EDTA, or we can just use DMSA. I don't know that until I test it. And when I test it, I can see it. And then I can be really effective in my treatment. So I do think that it's important for you to find, if they're testing just the hair mineral analysis and then giving you a, oh, this binder works really well. I love the HMET binder from CellCore. It works amazingly, but it's not enough for some people who have 20 times the amount, because it's going to take 10 years to use the one binder to get that out. I don't have that kind of time. Do I still use that binder? Absolutely. I use a ton of binders. I use a ton of, you know, different products, but is that the only thing? I think it's oversimplified to say, oh, you have heavy metals, just start doing some chlorella and some good binders and support some drainage and you're good, because you're going to probably have some infections that pop up because this metal was causing this infection. And now the body has the ability to actually purge and get rid of it, which means it has to express itself. And, oh, I have this fungal rush all of a sudden. Yeah, because the body finally has the strength to get rid of it instead of suppressing it all the time. So I hope you guys, this was insightful. And I didn't talk about like my own personal experience, but when I was doing a lot of pushing, I started to notice that I had heavy metals. They're not super high. I was one of those people that I actually do better with natural substances versus with chemical agents. And it's something that I'll probably be jumping down the road with my husband very soon as well. You're just picking and learning, and you know, you're going down the rabbit holes, and my patients are always teaching me something. And when I don't have the answer, I just go to my mentors, and I highly, highly believe in having mentors, because it's really hard to see just, you know, just what you're doing in your own. And so when my practitioners are now that I've hired, I'm mentoring them, but I still have my mentors that are supporting me, because the complexity of cases is real. If you are struggling with infertility and you're in your early 20s, that is a huge problem. Like that, so many red flags should be going up for you. If you have done all the Lyme and the mold and the parasite detoxing and you still don't feel better, that is a huge problem. Something is missing, absolutely. And my hope is that you don't give up on yourself, but you find the caliber of practitioner that you need and you probably need a couple of them. I rarely work on cases alone, you know, whether they have acupuncturists or other OBGYNs or PCPs or whatever to help you in your goals. But I want you to believe in yourself, and I want you to know that there are answers out there and it's possible. And the future is bright. We just have to build it ourselves, and that building is difficult. And like I said, that's what I'm here to support you on. Whether you end up working with myself or one of my practitioners, or you just find value from the podcast, I appreciate you being here. So thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you so much for listening. To read the full show notes of this episode, including summary, timestamps, guest quotes, and any resources that were mentioned on the episode, visit www.drjanelevesque.com/podcast. And if you're getting value from these episodes, I'd love it if you took 2 minutes to share it with a friend, rate, and leave me a review at www.ratethispodcast.com/Dr. Jane. The reviews will help with the discoverability of the show. And who knows, I might share your review on my next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, and let's make your fertility journey your healing journey.